This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news and commentary for today, June 17th, 2022. Because of the recent COVID outbreak at Blue Heron School, the 8th grade celebration will take place on the KPTZ airwaves today, right after the community calendar. Instead of being held as an in-person event, the celebrating 8th graders will be honored on the upcoming KPTZ broadcast as they listen in their cars in a drive-through procession. The celebration broadcast will be an hour and a half, from 11 a.m. to 12:30. Democracy Now! And Community Tides are preempted. Yesterday, during a virtual ceremony, the Jefferson County Board of Public Health awarded KPTZ a Public Health Hero Award. This recognition was for providing the community with vital information about the COVID-19 pandemic. Our coverage of the Blue Heron celebration is yet another way that KPTZ collaborates with our community. In June of 2021, President Biden declared June 19th a national holiday. Shortened from June 19th to Juneteenth, it marks the date that African Americans consider the end of slavery. Union Major General Gordon Granger and his troops arrived at Galveston, Texas on June 19, 1865, with news that the war had ended and that the enslaved were now free. That was more than 2 months after the South surrendered. Texas slave owners knew that their slaves had been freed but neglected to tell them. For 2 months, the workers carried on as they had for generations, not knowing they were free men and women. They were the last slaves to learn that the North had won the Civil War. The Food and Drug Administration's outside experts voted unanimously that Moderna vaccine is safe and effective enough to give children ages 6 to 17. It's expected that FDA full approval will come quickly. Following close on its heels, the FDA is expected to approve a vaccine for children aged 6 months to 5 years. Dr. Allison Berry said on Monday that Jefferson Healthcare and Jefferson Public Health are able to give these shots, and they should be ready at the end of June. The vaccinations for children will be different than the adult shots in the arm. Children's vaccines will be provided with comfort and care. The approach used with adults, said Berry, doesn't work for small people. In Jefferson County, the rate of COVID is still in the high range. Most people who have contracted COVID report that it is far worse than any seasonal flu and puts one in bed for at least a week. Older folk, or those with compromised immune systems, will suffer more and longer. Dr. Berry pointed out that the long-term effects of COVID are still not fully understood and can be debilitating. Port Townsend, with its rich Victorian history, is a favorite locale for steampunkers, and this weekend they're back with their annual Brass Screw Consortium. Nathan Barnett, the director of Olympic Peninsula Steam, described steampunk as a sense of an older time with a bit of whimsy uninhibited by science, physics, or reality. Most of the action takes place in and around Pope Marine Park. Steampunkers love to wear costumes and invent machines, so don't be surprised to see some fantastic apparitions on the streets of Port Townsend this weekend. In Wednesday's Leader, there was a section devoted to student art. The quality of visual and poetic work is way above average, and students and teachers should be proud of these creative efforts. I want to share one poem that was written as a collaborative effort by Dawn Braden's first grade class. The poem is entitled Tears. Maybe it can help us all put things in perspective. Tears. Extinct dinosaurs. Lost imagination. Unsold rainbow hot dogs. Grandma's old cat, Lou, growing up, endangered orcas, falling out of bed, pets without homes, bike crashes, lost dogs, losing soccer games, ice cream on the ground, the story of Smokey Bear, last day of first grade. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.